It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 10. We're going to begin reading with verse 21, Genesis chapter 10, verse 21. We'll read down through the end of the 10th chapter and then on to the 4th verse of the 11th chapter. So please open your Bibles that you can follow along with us. And as you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that, again, you've joined us, but if you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us on www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I'm glad that you've joined us today, and please that you enjoy the study as we read now, and please help me to read through these words. We have studied from Genesis chapter 10 through Japheth and then Ham, and now we're to Shem, the three sons of Noah. Now please that you follow along with me and help me to read these words and these names that we can get them correct. Genesis chapter 10, verse 21. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born, and the children of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. The children of Aram are Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mesh. And Arpachshad begat Selah, and Selah begat Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazar Mazeth, and Jeri, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abiael, and Sheba, and Orpher, and Havla, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling was from Mishah, as thou goest unto Sefer, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongue, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. And the whole earth was of one language, of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad unto the face of the whole earth. Let's begin now with prayer after the reading of God's Word. Father, thank you that we can come and be together once again. It's such a joy to have your Word before us, that we can hear your Word, study your Word, and learn from you, dear Father. And we can do this only because of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he has died on the cross of Calvary, that we may have life. And Father, I thank you for that, and I praise you for that. Please, Father, that you will help us to be proclaimers of the truth of your Word, and proclaimers especially of that sweet gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that folks will recognize their sin and will come by faith to you and be saved. pleased, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will come into their hearts and that they live for you the rest of their days. Please, Lord, guide and lead us now as we study your word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We come once again to Shem. We've had the different divisions here, Japheth, Ham, and now Shem. And as the last couple of times we've been together, I've just shared with you very quickly that Japheth was for kind of went in the direction of the mental well-being, Ham with the technology, the physical well-being, and Shem with the spiritual well-being went towards the theology. As we said last time we were together, that it seems maybe all three of these qualities were common in man prior to the flood, but after the flood, because of their sinfulness and their wickedness, instead of using it to the honor and glory of God to bring praises to Him, they used it for praises for themselves, and it just made them more and more wicked every day. And it seems that maybe God brought the three sons of Noah and divided those qualities, that the wickedness of man may not grow at such a fast speed. And it's so sad to think that this was done not to honor and glorify God, but to that they used it for their own glory and their own way. Now, we have went from Japheth to Ham to Shem, and here was Shem in the 21st verse, unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber. The father of all the children of Eber. Now, if you look to verse 25, you'll find the name Eber. Eber with and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, and for his days were upon the earth divided, was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And so we have the sons of Eber, and then we have the list of the sons of Joktan. But as we look at this man Eber, it seems strange, the father of all the children of Eber. That would be Shem's grandson. And Eber was believed to be a great man of God. And if you'll notice over in the 11th verse, you'll find that with the name Eber, it did not continue. You know, it seems something that as we look at Shem, and then Eber is listed first, even before we have the sons of Shem, the father of all the children of Eber. Well, if you'll keep in mind, Eber in the 25th verse, again, has no, it just says Eber had two sons, Peleg for one, and Joktan for the other. And then Joktan begat, and it gives it his sons, his children. But Peleg, we have nothing. But when you go to the 11th chapter and you come over, you find that it comes through the line of Peleg. And you'll find that in the 16th verse, Genesis chapter 11, verse 16. Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years and begat sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu. And it just continues to see the line. And then if you want to just take a quick glance to see where I'm going with this, you'll find in the 29th verse, you'll find a man named Abram. And we'll get into the beautiful story of Sarah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all through that. So you see there's a purpose in going through all these names. But I want you to see as we're looking at this, that yes, it goes through Eber, but it does not go through Joktan. It goes through Peleg as we get into the verses just a little bit further there. Eber is believed to be a great man, a very godly man in the middle of a wicked world already in such a short period of time. They believe that Peleg was born about 100 years after the flood, and so that kind of gives you a little time schedule of how fast and how wicked, and as we read the first four verses of chapter 11, we found ourselves into something that, again, was more and more ungodly. But as we look at this man Eber, and I want just to take a few minutes because I've connected Eber through Peleg down to Abram, and also we want to keep in mind here that this Eber, as you look, and the name at times is H-E-B-E-R. And as this speech of this man named Eber, I believe, was so clear and so strong and so prominent as far as speaking godly things, that he was, they begin to call him the Hebrew because of his tongue, because of what he spoke. Abram was known as a Hebrew. We know that Paul proclaimed himself to be a Hebrew of Hebrews. And so it was beginning to be a name that didn't connect, is not spoken often through the Scripture, and yet is attached to something of very good, a man that chose to seek after God and not after the things of the world. The teachers of religion were called the children of Eber, of which Shem would be the father. The blessings come through that line. You see, we have Japheth and we have Ham, but the blessings were coming through Shem. We look and we find that Shem is called the head or the father of this great work, this great blessing to come. Ham, on the other hand, was disgraced because he was called the father of Canaan, the one that was cursed. We come down through these verses of Scripture, and unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth. So we first looked at Eber, which was the grandson of Shem. And now we come to another kind of a strange statement here, and that strange statement is that it's the Japheth, the elder. Now, we come through these verses of Scripture, and if you would like to go back with me to the second verse, we are the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem is listed first. Japheth is the eldest, the Scripture tells us here. And so when we look at all of these verses of Scripture, and let's go back a page here, because when we see the verses of Scripture concerning Noah and his family and those that went into the ark, we find that the list continues with the names always being the Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, in the 10th verse, all the way back in chapter 6. It took me a little bit to flip back through there and find that. So you see, for some reason, it's listed not in the proper manner, but here in verse 21, it's clearly stated Japheth is the elder. Even to him were the children born. The elder was Japheth. Why does it take time in the 21st verse of chapter 10 to make any comment or statement about that? Some have said maybe that connects the Gentiles with the Jews for the days of the church, when the church is coming, which is right now. It did not take away Japheth from being a part of the blessing that was to come upon Shem. And it listed it clearly here, made the connection between the Gentile church and the nation of Israel. We're not sure, but it is a statement. It's there, and God places that word in there for a purpose. And so I want you to see that little note if you just wondered why it was there. I really don't know why it's there. We continue now. The children of Shem, Eklam, Ashur, Arpakshad, and Lud, and Aram. Now that's the list of the children of Shem. Now if we'll look at that list, then we come to the children of Aram first. That's the very last one listed. Is it as it is with Noah and his children, that they're out of sequence there. We don't know, but Aram here, the children of Aram is Uz, Hulam, Gether, and Mesh. Then we come to the second child of Shem, which is Arpakshad, and he begat Seleh, and Seleh begat Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Now, if you'll notice again, I've already made mention of it, but from Joktan down through the 29th verse, from 26 to 29, are the children of Joktan. And those, as they are listed, you know, are given the names. It seems strange that Peleg has no mention of anyone. Now let me just read through just quickly these. Joktan begat Elmodad and Sheleph and Hazar Maveth and Jerah and Hadoram and Uzal and Dikla and Obal and Abiael and Sheba and Ophir and Hasla and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And all their dwelling was from Misha, as their goest unto Sefer, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Again, I want to connect Shem, Eber, Peleg, and then we're coming all the way to Abram. And so you see the line comes through that, not through Joktan. We have of the other children of Shem, there are no listing of children. That doesn't mean they didn't have children. God chose not to list them. We look at the final verses, verse 31 and 32. The sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. And then it kind of closes that out, because now see we've had Japheth, Ham, and Shem. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. We're not sure whether Noah divided between the three children, as Joshua did when he went into the promised land. It was divided amongst the families. We're not sure what really took place, but there was a division. And maybe it was kind of a natural division, that Ham went one direction, Japheth went another with his family, and Shem went another with his family. But they're not all in a, it's not a large area. You know, we have talked about Canaan and where some of those things, the descendants of Canaan have come from in the earlier verses in this chapter. But if you'll look on the map again, you'll find that the two names that are listed is Misha and Sefer, and that's in the 30th verse of chapter 10. The problem is that there is no listing that I could find. There's some suggestions of maybe where that could be located. But you see, we know that it is in the general area where we were last time we were together. We have Babylon, Shinar, Assyria. All those are just down from Mount Ararat where the ark landed. So see, they just came down south and landed in the valleys of the Euphrates and the Tigris River, in that area right there. And so we know that the family of Shem couldn't be far from there, because Abram comes from Ur of Chaldees, which is just a little further south than Shinar. And so we know that this was in this region, this area, and they kind of settled right there in this plain, much of a family. What was the command? Just a question, as we have already read down through the other verses of Scripture. But what was the question concerning coming into out of the ark? What were they to do? They were to replenish the earth, weren't they? That's what they were to do. They were to replenish the earth. Now, as we look at that, at replenishing the earth, we need to know that God meant that. He didn't mean for them to come into one small region and one small area, just continue to populate that region and that area, and just begin to build so that everyone could survive in that area. Populate the earth everywhere. Now, I believe there were some divisions that Noah made, but the families were small. All it was Ham, it was Japheth, Ham, and Shem, and their wives. And they started to begin to have children and begin to populate the earth. Again, when we get to this Peleg, it's about 100 years after the flood. And so that's a short period of time. And within that time, they still were sticking so closely together. As we find these tribes, if you want to call that, family members, if they've kind of given this place of division, this place to live, why not move to other lands? One reason that some have given is because they all have one language, the language of Noah. And that language of Noah is a language, I'm sure, that was held to the language of Abram. I think it held to the same, that same line stayed there. But what happened was, because their language is all the same, was all together, they decided to just begin and to be together. They got along together. They could communicate together, so they stayed together. You know, this building of the city before Noah's day, we're not sure what kind of buildings and places were built before that. But we do know that the wickedness upon the earth got so great. So if they did build cities, it wasn't of God's work or plan that everybody lived so closely. You know, prior to the flood, the world was so, even though it was cursed, was so fruitful and so able to carry a multitude of people. And yet after the flood now, we know that a lot of the land is changed and it's desolate from before. It doesn't have the productivity to supply the needs of man that it did have. It has plenty. God will see to that. But as we look at these folks, they begin to do something, and it's because they refuse to leave each other. And the 11th verse speaks of that. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Now, again, you'll find that just around the Euphrates and Tigris River, right up the Persian Gulf, and you'll find that region and area right there. I said last time we were together that I would try to bring another map so I could give you some updates on where that is today. I think you can do that, and I didn't take time to do it. I wanted to get to into the study far enough to get to this fourth verse today, and so we're not going to take time. All you have to do is get you an old Bible map out, and you can probably do that in the back of your Bible. And if you would look in there, and you just come up the Persian Gulf, and you'll find Babylon and this Shinar, a city of Nimrod, a kingdom of Nimrod, you'll find in maybe one of your maps. Well, if you'll look where the Tigris and Euphrates River are located and how they come back together a little north of there, is an area that we're very common to see in the news today and have been in the news for hundreds of years. And I want you to connect that part of the land and part of the country with right where Noah and his three sons started their lives again after the flood. But in this having one speech and one language, they got to working together so closely that it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, this is verse 2, that they found a plain, the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad unto the face of the whole earth." I want to show you a couple of things here with these verses of Scripture, and then next time we're together, we'll continue with that fifth verse. They didn't use stone. They made brick. And so from the very beginning, it starts with the something made of man, not something even natural as stone. It started out they were to dwell in tents, not in cities. Now, this group, somebody, Nimrod's side probably, started to talk about this great city and let us make it, and the purpose that we can make a name for ourselves. And you'll find that in the fourth verse. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad unto the face of the whole earth. The purpose was they were to be scattered. That was the purpose, not to be together. But they were fearful of that. They did not listen to the word of God. And so they began to use man's things and man's parts. One was brick instead of stone. They used slime instead of mortar. And so you see, that's what the world thinks and what they build from. They build from slime and bricks to make a name for themselves. One said that they, every person that was a part of that, had signed a brick so that he would forever be remembered. That's the quite a place of pride, and yet look what we do today the same way. I want you to go with me to Revelation chapter 21 to see what God uses when he builds a city. And I prefer to follow the Lord God and be in his city and not in man's city. You'll find that in Revelation 21, verse 19, "And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper," and you can read all the way down through. Even the gates in verse 21, "The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl, and the streets of the city were pure gold as they were transparent glass." Look what the Lord can do, and look what he does do. Please, let's not build up things of this land. The purpose, that they might reach heaven. They wanted to be equal with God. They wanted to be even with God. You know, they couldn't be as holy as God, so they could try to be as high as God. And that's what they were trying to do. They had no desire to please the Lord. They had only desire to please themselves and make a name for themselves. And you look at what this world is doing today. That's exactly what it is underway and in doing today. They're trying to make a name for themselves, not to bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Now, I hope that as we have glanced at this, and we'll begin once again with the beginning probably of chapter 11 the next time we come together, but I want you to see, and I've connected Shem, Peleg, and Eber and Peleg, and then on to Abraham with the verses in 11. You've seen that we'll be there the next time we come together. And same time, you can see how man would much rather build of his own and have something to brag about. I hope you know Jesus Christ, and I hope you bring honor and glory unto him with your life and the things that you do, not honor and glory unto yourself. Now please, my dear friend, as always, I always ask you, what are you going to do about Jesus?